I just spoke the other day about the opinion of Rashi. That's quoted by the Rishonim, that the matzahs have to be baked on all plates after the chatzot. Because the Gemara in the end of the Mishnah says that the matzah, the mitzvah matzah, is hukash to the mitzvah called the Pesach. That's the way most of the Rishonim quoted. Some Rishonim quote Rashi and the Kodim Pesach had been yishchat after chatzot, so the same is true regarding the matzah, the afiyah of the matzah has to be after chatzot. The Gemara says the hekish to negesh of the achimot. But the achilos amata has to be done at the same time as achilos korban pesach. You mother for a word about the asiyah. The pasuk shot and all the mishnayos and all the gemara says that it's not like Rashi. It's a disagreement. He used to take chalasod and he kick another and take lady sur. The pasuk shot is against Rashi. That's how the Rishonim point out. That's what they call the name of Rashi. That the hekish even goes on the hachana, on the asiyah hamas. The mother Rishonim quotes, though, differently the name of Rashi. They quote that the matzahs cannot be baked before Yudalad. But Yudalad in the morning, you can bake the matzahs. In fact, they quote the name of Rashi. You could bake the matzahs before Davin and Shabbos. I don't understand how they were allowed to do that. They quote in the name of Rashi that after you bake the matzahs, you should rush to shul quickly in the morning in order to Davin Shabbos, and then you leave out the Nizmah Lasoidah, because then they'll take it on business. So when were they baking the matzahs? In the morning? I don't understand. I don't understand how they did it before Shabbos, but what kind of a shita is that you can't bake the matzahs on Yud Gimel, but you can bake the matzahs on Yud Dalad in the morning? Then it's not based at all. So then it's not based on a Korban Pesach. You can't bring a Korban Pesach in the morning of Yud Dalad. The Gemara has, we spoke the other day, and the Gemara in Zerachim, the end of the first parak, has a machloikah satanai. The Gemara has a machloikah samaran, how to interpret the shita of Ben Beseirah there. So there's one version in Amoraim that according to one time of Ben Beseirah, Pesach Sheshchat Yudal Shachlis would be kosher by the Yevdah. We don't accept that opinion. So what do we mean over here in the name of Rashi that you can't bake the matzahs before Yudal, but Yudal in the morning you can't bake the matzahs? Why? It's not based on the hekish to the Korban Pesach. So that's what our salvation, Zohar Rock, was fond of giving a totally different interpretation. People used to think, what is he talking about? They always used to say over Rashi Shita that you can't bake the matzahs earlier, you have to bake it on your dollar. And then he gave, and instead of saying over the time that the Rishonim say the name of Rashi, that is the hekesh between Korban Pesach and matzahs, that the hekesh not only goes on the achil, it goes on the achona, on the afiyah of matzahs, he used to go and give his own interpretation. So this is his interpretation was to explain the other version of Rashi. But they quote the name Rashi, he used to bake the matzahs a few dollars in the morning. So what is that based on? So he said a different shot. That the shame matzah can only come into existence at a time that it's bori dechimut, at a time that the chametz is relevant, at a time that there's a shame chametz. The Gemara says it's only called matzah if you made it from the chameshes minei dog and a shabola chal chametz, balachval matzah. Whatever is not bori dechametz is not kosher to serve as matzah. So he used to say, when is the shame chametz chal? So all year long there is a shame chametz when you get to menachos. You're not permitted to make los yachal chametz. You're not permitted to make any mincha into a chametz. That's all year long. But what about the Shem Chametz of Pesach? When is that Shem Chametz called? So he said the Ramban, he used to quote the Ramban and the Machamas, discusses the din in the Yerushalmi that doesn't appear in the Talmud Bavli, that you're not permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So when does that used to begin? Is that begin the Rabbah because Chametz? Does it begin in the morning? Or does it begin in the afternoon? So the Balamor, if I'm not mistaken, the Balamor writes in Machm Shinova that the Yisra of eating matzah only begins Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, no, why should it only begin Erev Pesach after Chatzos? What does the Balamor think over here? That the Yisra Achilas matzah only begins Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Because it doesn't have a Shem matzah at a time that there's no Shem Chametz. There's a Shem Chametz all year long for Menachos, but there's no Shem Chametz all year long for Pesach. What does the Shem Chametz begin? So the Gemara says, Achilas, Kan Kodem Chatzos, Kan Liyachar Chatzos. Then on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, that's when the Shem Chametz sets in the Negev to Hilchus Pesach. That the Shem Chametz of Pesach begins with Chatzos. So the Balamor held that you can't say that there's an Isra Achilas Matzah, it doesn't have a Shem Matzah at the time that there's no Shem Chametz. So the Balamor thought that the Shem Matzah can only come into existence Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Ramban is Masig and the Balamor says, no. Yes, so the Isra Refi of Teshbisa, but the Kiyamah of Teshbisa begins from the morning in Atera. Kodem Chatzos is when you're supposed to destroy the Chametz before Chatzos. That's the Machlokes in Rishonim. Whether the Ikar Mitzvah of Shreifas Chametz is Kodem Chatzos or Zaptalacha Chatois. So if you remember, we learned Tzach, we went through the Shittas and the Rishonim. The Mordechai quotes some Balei Tosfos who used to tack a burn al Chometz before Chatois. He used to leave over one Kezayis and order to burn an after Chatois and order not to name of Atal Gikam Mitzvah Derais. They were of the opinion that the Ikam Mitzvah Derais was Derais was Tashbisa, Ach, the Yomish Tashbisa. Ach, Chile, Kain Tayo Chatois, Kain Leachah Chatois. The Ikam Mitzvah of Dia Chometz is only after Chatois. But we usually assume, like the Ramban, that it's not so, that we say Kain Achilek means that we split the day in half, we split the Yom of Yudalah, not the whole day. The Leil Yudalah doesn't count. We're talking about Yom Yudalah, we split it in half. So Acha Hatzoris is his man of the Iker Eser Tashbisa. Kodim Hatzoris is his man of the Kiyam Eser Tashbisa. So if the Kiyam Eser Tashbisa starting from the morning, then you have already a Shem Chometz in the morning. So once you have a Shem Chometz in the morning, so you can, even when Atzoris you have a Shem Chometz in the morning, so you can speak about having an institute matzah in the morning. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that Rashi's opinion is that you have to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach. He never used to say over the way most of the Rishonim say the name of Rashi, because it's hukash to the Korban Pesach. The Gemara only says the hekesh when he gets to the Zman Achila, when he gets to the mitzvah, not when he gets to the hachoras. He said a different word. If you want to bake matzah l'shmorah, so what do you mean you're making it l'shem matzah? The Shem Matzah can only come into existence at a time that there is a contrast with the Shem Chometz. The Shem Chometz only begins on Yud Dalet. Kodim Yud Dalet, there is no Shem Chometz. The fact that there is, that's how half of the Rishonim quote that other version of Rashi. But you can already bake the matzahs in the morning of Yud Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a comment from some of the Rishonim commenting on the Mishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah is Mozgalos HaKos. Mozgalos HaKos, and then you say Kiddush. What does it say? Mozgalos HaKos. So they Rishonim HaMedayek that someone else should pour the wine on Pesach night. That is the person who's going to say Kiddush, pouring his own wine. Somebody should be Mishamishim. That too is a chelik of the chelus. If you have little children, you're going to spill the wine all over the tablecloth. So that's not going to be safe. Have an adult who can pour the wine for you. That's called in the Shulchan Aruch, and someone else should pour the wine. This year, of course, Pesach is on Shabbos, so the din requires that you should combine together the Kedushas Hayam of Shabbos with the Kedushas Hayam when you say Kiddush, both the Tfilo and the Kiddush Alayayin. There's a Machlokes B'Sham and B'Tfilo in Beitzah, in the second paragraph in Beitzah, whether you say two separate brachas, so you combine them and you say one bracha. So we pass on la'alacha. The Gemara passes on la'alacha like this too, that you combine the two and you say one bracha. There is a question exactly how you combine. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Maharil and from the Rishonim that even when they used to daven Shmoneh Esrei, they were sitting here. No. Even when they used to daven Shmoneh Esrei and you say Yalav Yavah in the Shmoneh Esrei, the Ramah quotes that you say. So it's like in the beginning of the davening, you say. Hasitomana Shamatonu Yom Ashabat is over as Yom Chagamatsa Tazan. You combine both together. Together. And then you say the Hasirenu. So you mention both Shabbos, and for the Shabbos and Mordei Kashach, you mention both together. Then the Hasirenu, you mention both together. The Kaddish HaShabbos, you saw the Hazman. So the Maharil quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosfos that they used to combine both together in the middle of Yalav Yavah as well. You say, the Yoy Lepanach is the Panena Sigmenu, the Yoy Mas Shabbos Hamonach has the Yoy Chagamatsus has the Chemish Anokin by the table. The Mishnah Berurah says that the later Achraim say that we no longer have that meaning, but the Ramah records the meaning, the Ramah writes that meaning. So this was a very old meaning, that there is nice to have a meaning, Shalom Ati, that this was the Nisach of the Balei HaTosfos that he used to mention in the middle of Yalav Yavai. We used to mention Kedushas HaShabbos together with Kedushas Yom Kippur. This is only, of course, in the Shemoneh Esrei, they say. The Maharil quotes it from the Mordechai. It's only in Shemoneh Esrei because you're going to continue to combine both together in the Hasiyenu, and you're going to have a Hasimus HaBroch, and you're going to say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and you saw the Hazmanim. But in Bichas HaMazon, when you say Ritzei, And then you say Yalav Yavoi, that's all. You're not going to come back to mention anything about Shabbos later on. So then they say, when you say that Yalav Yavoi, say you don't mention Shabbos in the middle of that Yalav Yavoi. In the middle of the Yalav Yavoi, Shman Esrei, many Rishonim will have the opinion that you have to combine both together. Every time you mention the Kedushas HaYom, you should mention both together. So Rashi gives to speak about this. It seems to be a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim regarding this kind of a hechakimsa. And you have Yom Shechol Yiz the Shabbos. You say that you have two Kedushas HaYom, one superimposed on the other, every seventh day of Shabbos. And then we will today, when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was on Shabbos, so 2 weeks later, Pesach is on Shabbos. It happens to be Kedushas HaYom of Pesach, Kedushas Yom to Pesach, is superimposed on top of Kedushas Shabbos. And each one is Lachut. Zeluchot v'zeluchot. That's the Shammai's opinion, that you say two distinct brachas in the Shmona Esrei, probably in Kiddush also. You say two distinct brachas, one bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos. And then you say another bracha, Mekadosh Yitzhar v'Hazman, two separate brachas. So the Shammai's Beisilu, who disagree with the Shammai, may say that you combine together. And the Gemara says, Le'olam, there's a klale. The Gemara bracha says, and that then says, Inchais Mimishnayim. Whenever it comes to a Hasimus HaBracha, you're not supposed to combine different things. In the Hasimah, you're supposed to say one bracha. Let's say you wake up in the morning and you want to say, well, the 15 brachos hashachar. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. And those on the second day, Hashem Yom 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 That's why the separate Shema Malchus to every theme that you want to say. So the Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule. The fact that we pass like this Hilo, you say Mekadosh HaShabbos, you saw the Hazman, and this is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. Why is it talk about Yotzei Min HaKlal? So the Rishonim there in Brachos Memtes have a Machloikis. Sounds like a Machloikis. Sometimes they say Yotzei Min HaKlal because the two themes are similar, they're related. This is Kedushas Shabbos, this is Kedushas Yom Tov, so even though the talk has two different Kedushas HaYom. One superimposed on the other, the Kedushas Yom Tov is superimposed on Shabbos, but still, they're similar. So we're talking about a Kedushas Yom, so that's not such a violation of Eichos Mimishnayim. And other Rishonim seem to say even sharper, not some that they're related, that they're similar, they have a Shaychus to each other. No. When you have Yom Tov, Chavi is the Shabbos, and it's one hyphenated Kedushas Yom, of Yom Tov, Shechavi is the Shabbos. It's not that it's two separate. Other others, you'll say in two different brachas, like the Shammai says, you wouldn't be anything. You have to dafke say in one bracha asvar. But it's mamish bong tusha sayon. It's bong tusha sayon. That's the Davni Neza has in the Tzuvah. It has a rechocha from the Gemara in Zvachim like that in Terek HaLatadir. And you have a shchoyde, shchali is the Shabbos, a yontar, shchali is the Shabbos, that the two combine together and it's considered one tusha sayon. So then she used to speak about the Nusach that you have in the Hasienu, it's because Madar Lachayim L'Sham Sin Chol Sosan, but then it has in parentheses, so we have that whole phrase in parentheses that you only say it on Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out on the weekday, you don't say it. Others have the Nusach that you say it Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, you say L'Kenu L'Kei L'Sein, did it say B'min L'Chasein, or that should be in parentheses. The only thing to say is that when Yom Tov Chali is the Shabbos, when Yom Tov is the Chol, when Yom Tov is the Shabbos, when Yom Tov is the Shabbos. But when Yom Tov is the Shabbos, he should say Bein Lechol Bein the Shabbos. And Durim Ba'amuz Machzor that he published, he included that emendation of the text, and he brings in the introduction to his Machzor, the way he corrected the text, based on Rabbi Yankov Emden Siddur, which has the correct version. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was very angry. Who appointed Mr. Birnbaum in charge of changing the text in the Siddur? Who says Rabbi Yankov Emden has the Nusach Hamburg? He lived in Hamburg. So that's the Nusach that they said. It wasn't Rabbi Soloveitchik's Nusach, obviously. So he didn't like it. So he thought that it was a chutzpah on the part of Birnbaum that he changed the text. But he writes in the introduction that that's the more correct. Now that he has the Rav HaKadosh to know that that's more correct. So they should explain what the issue was about, what he thought the issue was about was. That this is the Shaila and the Rishonim. When you have Yom Tov, Shechali is B'Shabbos, are they two separate Kedushas Hayoms like the Shammai Hall? They even feel that they're really two Kedushas Hayoms, and you really should say two different Hasimim. You should say the Hasienu, the final concluding paragraph should be the Hasienu, because it's Yom Tov, but also you should have a final concluding paragraph. Like the final paragraph on Shabbos in the Shemana Esrei. except that Bitul will allow you to combine both together. So you start both of the paragraphs. You start the Hasiyeno, then in the middle you start the Lekeno Kevisani Sayyid Hasiyeno to demonstrate that you really want to say, you really wanted to say two different brachas, one for Shabbos, one for Yantar, but Allah allows you to combine both together. That's the meaning of this Girsa. That you add on the whole, the whole Nusach, Lekeno Kevisani Sayyid Hasiyeno. The other Nusach, Nusach Agroa, that Rav Soloveitchik followed, was that you never say Lekeno Kevisani, even when Yantar is Chali is the Shabbos, let alone when Yantar is Chali is the Chol. Why? The concluding paragraph of this bracha begins with Hasiyeno. It does not to begin Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. On Shabbos, the final paragraph begins Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu and Seidun Nechaseinu. But on Yom Tov, the final paragraph begins with Hasiyeinu. See, the other Nusach Hamburg, the Nusach of Abyan Kisem, it's not Abyan Kisem. Abyan Kisem didn't invent a Nusach. He just printed a siddur that had the Nusach of the city that he lived in. He's not the Bala Mechadish of the Nusach. So according to that Nusach, they're of the opinion that meaning has it, that just like on Shabbos, the concluding paragraph begins Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Fitzeinu, Nechaseinu. So Yom Tov also, that should be the concluding paragraph. So the middle bracha of the Kedusha Sayyim of Yom Tov has a few paragraphs. It has Atu V'chatan V'chol Ami. Then you have another paragraph, Atikon Lanu Hashem Elokeinu, another paragraph, then Elokeinu Kedusheinu Yalu V'yavoi. Then another paragraph, Ahasiyeinu, which is not the concluding paragraph. Then the concluding paragraph is Elokeinu Kedusheinu, Kadusheinu, Tzitzchechu, Tzitzchechu, Kedusheinu, Tzitzchechu. That's according to the Nusach that Birnbaum writes, the Nusach Hamburg. But after all, they should thought, Mehecha Pesach. Why should you assume like that? The whole world assumes that on Yom Tov, this is the concluding paragraph begins with the Hasiyeinu. The only difference we have is, the Shimon Nusach is, we say, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, when Yom Tov Chali is the Shabbos, so do you leave that out? You just insert and say, Mehecha. So after all, they thought that these two verses represent this Machlokes in the Rishon. If you should assume that Yom Tov Shechali is the Shabbos are really two different, two separate Kedushas Hayayim, so then just like Beishamei Ha, that you say two separate brachas. They say the Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Tov has eight brachas, not seven. You have Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis, and two Emtzoyes. One brach Emtzoy is Mekadosh HaShabbos, and another brach Emtzoy is Mekadosh HaSol HaZman, the Kedushas Hayayim of Yom Tov. So we hold, like they Sula, that you can combine the two together, even though they're different, but they're related, they're similar, so you combine it together, but you maintain this beginning of the concluding paragraph. You say the Hasiyeinu, then you say, okay, okay, we're saying the same with the Hasiyeinu. And you use the Hagroa that leaves out, okay, we're saying the Hosea, and that's really two Kedusha Sayyim. So the Sula disagree fundamentally with the Shammai, they hold that it's one Kedusha Sayyim, a new animal, the Yantar Shabbos is a new thing. It's not Kedusha Shabbos, and it's not Kedusha Sayyim, it's a new thing. So this new thing starts the Nusach Hasiyeinu. And there's no need to start another introduction to another concluding paragraph of the Kedem Hasiyeinu. Just insert the Seidim Hasiyeinu, like you say, you insert the Av of Rotsan, like you insert Shabbos and Moyadei, like you insert all the other things. So you insert the Seidim Hasiyeinu. In Yalu V'yavoi?
No, Musa.
In Musa. Melech Rachman Rachman Olen. Will you say there, it's Seidu Melech Hasenu? I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar. I don't see why you should say it twice. We have it in Musa, so we have it here. And it's just a normal Seidu. Ashtana. So what do you know for? Okay. So here it says the Seidu Hasenu and the Hasiyeinu. So why should you say it to us? Because there should be no need to say it to us. Yeah, but here you don't even mention it. Okay, Melech Rachman Rachman Aleinu, you're not even mentioning the fact that it's beyond the just asking, begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name basically about Kilo, Chanu Mikdash HaMachinu, we're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should rebuild the Beit HaMikdash and we should bring the Korban. But we don't really say, we don't mention that today is Yom Tov there. We're just asking that he should give us the Beit HaMikdash. Whenever you mention that today is, then you should mention today is A and B. You should mention both together. If today is both. And many of the Sidurim that have printed on in the Musaf, on Yom Tov, Shchali is the Shabbos, he'd say, Nachal lefanecha moshe kisatam moshe adem tikvadecha ka'amur. He said the yom ha'shabbos. And then it has in parentheses a statement after the yom ha'shabbos. Zeh kar mishabbos v'korban ha'yom ka'amur. In case the Rebbeinu Shalom lost track, he doesn't remember which is which. He found this is the Karban for Shabbos, and now we're going to say the Karban for Yom Tov. So they quote the name of Rashi that it's not right to say that. In the Sefer Pardes, they quote the Rashi. Well, even though there are some old mishnayos from the Gemara that have like that, here they have on the bottom of the page. But they quote the name of Rashi, and that's the Balei Tanya's nusach also, that it's not proper to mention that. You just say. So that's the Talmud of the Mishka, and then you say, Rachodish Arishim, Baba Ata Yom Rachodish. There's no need to say that last one. They say that it's not really from the nusach of Tfilah. But Baruch Epstein, the author of the Teret Mima, wrote an autobiography. He writes all kinds of fascinating things. That he, about the family, and that his outlook on life, and that fair and learning, all different things. So he has one interesting chapter in his autobiography that's called Kochavim No Tzitzim, where he has emendations of the text of the Siddur and the Gemara, and the Chumash, he didn't get to. So he chapters with the Mishnayot and the Gemara and different things. He has on the Siddur, he doesn't like the Nusach that we say in Kiddush. The Kaddish Yisrael has Manim, and the Shmon Esrim in the Kiddush. He suggests that it must have been, just like in Rosh Hashanah, he's saying Kaddish Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron, and on Yom Kippur, he's saying Kaddish Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim. So he says, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos also, he's saying Kaddish Yisrael B'Chag HaMatzot, Kaddish Yisrael B'Chag HaShavuot, and Kaddish Yisrael B'Chag HaSukkos. So the printer just put in Kaddish Yisrael, and he put in parentheses a little word, the Hazmanim, and then to insert the correct man. Whatever this man happens to be, take the Pesach, so you say the Chag HaMatzot. If the Shavuot, you say Chag HaShavuot. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he didn't agree with him, and he explained to him why it's different. He said that Rosh Hashanah is a different Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is a different Rosh Hashanah. It's unrelated. But Pesach Shavuot Sukkos constitute one unit. It's the Hemshech. It's the same. Shalosh Ugolim. And he talks about the Din of Baal Tiachet, that if you violate, if you didn't bring the Korban after Shalosh Ugolim, then you're Ezra Baal Tiachet. The Gemara talks about the Seder of the Shalosh Ugolim. It goes in a specific order. Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, because this is left. The other Tana holds. You don't have to ask your system, but you see that there's a kesher. They share dinim and famine. Rosh Hashanah is mechud and Yom Kippur is mechud. The Rosh Hashanah is done. They have dinim that are different. Here you eat matzahs and here you sit in the sukkah. Of course, they have a different dinim. But they share many dinim in common. So that's why these are the call. These are called the three months. So he says that Rav Epstein was a big action and he didn't accept his explanation. He thought that there's nothing wrong with Anusa. Anyway, you should know that there is such a Anusa. Rav Epstein didn't invent it from thin air. There is such a nusach that they have in the Haggadah and they have in the Siddur, then on Pesach them Kaddish Yisrael v'Chag HaMatzot, and on Shavuot in fact it's them Kaddish Yisrael v'Chag HaShavuot. But that's not the popularly accepted nusach. Our tradition is that we say this nusach. This nusach is Kaddish Yisrael HaZmanim. HaZmanim refers to the Sholosh Regalim. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes from the Sefer Sofim that on Leil Pesach, in Shul after Maira, before the Chazan says Kaddish Tishkabel, the Tzibur says Hallel with a Bracha. And if you live in Chutzlars, then you say on both nights. You say Hallel with a Bracha on both nights. And the Ramah says that that's not our practice. We assume that Pesach is right. Pesach quotes that Pesach in Bracha, and Pesach in Sofim, and I would certainly quote that myself a Sofim. So they say, where did that come from? That you say Hallel and Shul? So the Ramah quotes from the Balei HaSefer, oh yeah, that's for Ami Ha'oris, who don't have a Haggadah, and they don't know how to say Hallel, so they're not going to be able to say Hallel in the middle of the Seder, part before and part after the meal. So what are they going to do? They're going to miss Hallel. So yeah, they miss Hallel, so say Hallel and Shul. But if you have Kulvana Chacham, Kulvana Nevarim, Kulvana, we can't even know how to read. We all have Haggadah. So there's no need for us to say Hallel and Shul. We're going to say Hallel at home. But that's the Ramah writes that. That's the Balei HaSefer to say like that. But the Minhag Ashkenazis is that you don't say Hallel. You don't say Hallel in Shul. The Vilna Gaon says not so. The Vilna Gaon followed all the time Minhag Ashkenazis. Nonetheless, he says over here that the more correct practice is to say Hallel and Shul with the Bracha. That's where Rav Soloveitchik had the practice also. His father had that practice. His grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, had that practice. Rav Soloveitchik did not have that practice. Rav was unhappy about the fact that his father said Hallel and Shul. Rav Soloveitchik said that he remembers as a child he was once in Shul and Rav Chaim was saying Hallel and Shul. So his uncle Rav walked out. He didn't want to say how, and didn't want to be in shul when they're saying how, and he's not going to say. So he left after Meir. He didn't say how. But in recent years, people run by Rav Davila are reconstructing, so they think, well, Rav Davila didn't say how, so for sure, Rav Davila was exactly the same as Rav Chaim, so they assume that Rav Chaim didn't say hallelujah. That's how they print it. So Rav Soloveitchik said that that's not accurate. He said that Rav Chaim doesn't make too much of a difference. I mean, an historical question, whether Rav Chaim did say hallelujah. So he says the fact is Rav Chaim did say hallelujah. Rav Davila didn't like it. Rav Davila decided he didn't want to say hallelujah. So Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend that whenever, to the Rabbanim, whenever it won't cause too much friction in the shul, that they should introduce this practice of reciting hallel with the bracha on Leil Pesach. Where does it come from? What's the idea of reciting hallel on Leil Pesach and shul? You know, you don't say hallel on any other Yom Tov night. So the Bir Hagro, Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over the Bir Hagro in Hilchos Chanukah, explains what it's based on. That the Mechaber writes in Minig that on Chanukah night, the Madlik the Bracha, there is Chanukah the Beit HaKnesses. So what is the source for that? We haven't really shown him that they have such a practice. What's the source in the Gemara? No source in the Gemara. So the Bir Hagro always gives you an Mekarvus in the Gemara. So he says the Mokka for this practice is a meaning. The Mokka for this is from the Masech itself, from Hallel B'Leil Pesach. That the Hallel B'Leil Pesach is really a Chayvus HaYochid, that every person has an obligation to recite Hallel in the middle of the Seder. Part of it before the meal, part of it after the meal. And the purpose of the Hallel is to order Pisul Minitza. That's what Rishon says. It's the sum of Pisul Minitza. No, if you're going to have Pisul Minitza, the Tzibur, that will certainly accomplish more than a Pisul Minitza that's fulfilled the Yochid. So that's exactly what the basis of the Masech HaTotem is, that you should say Hallel and Shul in order to have that mitzvah Pisul Minitza fulfilled the Tzibur to accomplish more Pisul Minitza. It's similar to the Hallel and Shul on Pesach night, which is a Pisul Minitza that's fulfilled the Tzibur. So we do the same thing on Leil Chanukah and Shul. That have Lachos Neiros is for the sake of Pisul Minitza. We only do it, each person does it privately in his own home. If he would have done it somehow, the Tzibur, we would have accomplished even more Pisul Minitza. So that's why the Minhag developed over the years that we do have Lachos Neiros and Shul with the Bracha also, they have more Pisul Minitza. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. What if a person can't daven in Shul on Pesach night? He has to daven Yechidus for some reason or another. The Beisheshit quotes the Ramban, the Beisheshit in Hilchos Pesach quotes the Ramban on Chumash and Parashat Tamor, that on Yom Tov there's a special mitzvah, Shabbos and Yom Tov there's a special mitzvah, Tfilah B'Tzibur. Even those people who don't get to Minyan, don't get to daven in Minyan all week long for some reason or another, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov for sure they have to daven Tfilah B'Tzibur. The Ramban says that's what it means, Mikra Kodesh. Mikra means Eilat Kruei Ho'Eidu. Kruei Ho'Eidu means to gather together, to assemble together. And it's a day of holy assemblage. That's how the Ramban says. Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, that the Yidden should gather together for the purpose of Tzibur B'Tzibur, and for the purpose of Kamutara B'Tzibur. Kamutara B'Tzibur either means Kriya Satara B'Tzibur. As well that Kriya Satara on Shabbos Yom Tov is a Deraita. The Ritva has like that on the Gila. The Bracha has like that on Shulchan Aruch. That Kriya Satara B'Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Deraita. Or that the Rabbi should give a Drasha. Like he gives Divrei Torah, Divrei Halacha, Drasha Sachachem on Shabbos and Yom Tov will be a fulfillment of this din deraita. So the Beis Yosef quotes this in the name of the Ramban, that a person should be very careful to daven Tfilah B'Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, what if a person for some reason or another, he's not feeling well, whatever, he has to daven at home, he's davening B'Yechidus on Leil Pesach, should he say Hallel after he davens Ma'ariv? So he said, no, according to the Bir Hagro, the whole idea of saying Hallel in Shul on Pesach night after Ma'ariv is to take the Chedus HaYachid that you're going to fulfill later and to make it into a more of a Pesul Minitza by doing it to Tzibur. If you have a Tzibur who mispalo Yachad, so let them say Hallel together. But if the Shabbos is davening the Yechidus anyway, so he's not going to have a Hallel with Tzibur. So he's going to say the Hallel later on. It's not that on Pesach night you're going to say Hallel twice, one after the other. You take the Hallel B'Yachid and you accomplish that it should be done with Tzibur as well. But if you're davening the Yechidus, you won't accomplish anything.
Why
isn't
this example
with the Tzibur? Right, but it says enough. It says enough when it's done with Tzibur. So the whole idea of we are saying Hallel by the Seder, We are saying Hallel by the Seder. But the idea of saying the Hallel again after Maariv, before we even begin the Seder, that's in order to have that person. I mean, it's a Dan B'Tzibur. But if it's not, he's not davening the B'Tzibur anyway. So he's not accomplishing any more B'Tzibur. So he's going to say the Hallel in the Seder Ben Kavako. Yeah, this whole Biur that the Hallel, that the Vilna Gaon says that the Hallel that one recites in Shul is the same Hallel that you say later. Allah Seder, the only thing is that now you're saying it with more Pesumi Nisa because you're going to have a B'Tzibur. This is a little questionable. Is this really the correct Biur, what the Vilna Gaon says? Not all the Rishonim agree to this because there's a whole discussion in Tosfos and Iran and other Rishonim as to whether one says a Bracha on Hallel in the Seder on Pesach night. We break up the Hallel. We say half of the Hallel before the Seder, half the Hallel after the Seder. It's not a problem. What are we saying Hallel Balayla for? What in the world is that all about? Normally the Mishnah says in Megillah that Hallel has to be recited by Yom. It's a Davish Mitzvah by Yom Kosher Kol Yom. But you're not Yetzis, you say Hallel Balayla. So where does it come from that we say Hallel El Pesach? Not my question. So the Achronim explain, based on the Tshuva of the Birkei Yetzis, that there was once a storm at sea, and there was a boat that almost sank, and the people almost lost their lives. And then they went Yitzhak from the Sakana. So they wanted to praise HaKadosh Baruch, they wanted to say something. But the Adam wanted to say Hallel. Like the Mishnah says in Tanya, if there's an Atzias Gishamim, if there's no rain, and the farmers are nervous, no rain, nothing is going to grow, nothing is going to grow, people are going to starve. They wanted any water to drink, they wanted any seed, food to give them nutrition. So they would have tiniest shaman. The peasant would be going to tiny, so it would be a sakana for the whole country. So the Mishnah says, if it rains in the middle of the day, the affairs are entered, then they should go home and eat the meal, and then they should get together after they finish eating, go to shul, and recite the Hallel. So too, if you have a yeshua, so you recite Hallel. So the Birkei Yosef has a tshuva about this issue. If the Yeshua appeared at night, he thinks that he can say the Hallel at night. The only time the Mishnah tells us a rule that Hallel can only be fulfilled by Yom, it's a Dovish Mitzvah by Yom, that there are three kinds of Hallel, he points out. There's a Hallel that one recites as an expression of Simchat Yom, so that's the Hallel that we recite on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot in the morning, and the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah writes, explaining the Gemara and Erech and Daf Yud, that Hallel is a fulfillment of Simchat Yom. There's a Simcha and a Ruchni is bigger sense, that you have both to the Yain, then you have, that's where Gashmi is bigger Simcha, then you have a Simcha, Simchat HaNefesh, so to speak, that the person sings Hallel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Hallel of Simchat Yom, that the Mishnah says has to be fulfilled by Yom. Then there's another Hallel, that Zechel HaNes. The Gemara says that Hallel on Chanukah is not really out of Simchat Yom, but rather Zechel HaNes, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes that occurred so many years ago. So that's also, that's a Hallel Zechel HaNes, it has to be recited after by Yom, and you're not yet to recite by Laila. What if it's the third kind of Hallel? It's not the Hallel Zechel HaNes, it's rather the Hallel B'Shach HaNes. You just had a Yeshua, you just had a Nes, and you want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So then the Birkei Yosef says he doesn't think that that Mishnah applies. The Mishnah Megillah that says the Hallel has to be recited by Yom. Well, the Yeshua occurred by Laila, they tell the people wait till the morning and then say Hallel. No, he says that he thinks that you can say Hallel by Laila as well. So that's what the latest form writes, that seems to be the pshat in what it says in the Haggadah. B'chol dover darachai v'adam le'ez esatzma kiluhu yatsum in Mitzrayim. It's a real din d'araisa, that's the most difficult mitzvah to fulfill. And then we say, l'fichach anachna hayobim v'halom. Therefore, since we feel as if we just left Mitzrayim tonight, so we have an obligation to recite Hallel now. We have an obligation to say Hallel right now. This is a Hallel b'shat hanet. That's why we say this Hallel b'alaylo. How can we break up the Hallel in half? We normally don't do that. You say half the Hallel before the meal, half the Hallel after the meal. What's the people are so hungry. They can't finish the Hallel before the meal. Why should you break it up in half? So the Baal HaMor points out in the end of Pesach, and he quotes the Gemara in the end of Tainus. So the Gemara that we just mentioned before, the Mishnah says in the end of Tainus, if there was an Atiras Gishomim, and the Bezim was going to Tainus, and the people were fasting, and it rained in the middle of the day, so everybody should go home and eat. They don't have to continue fasting the rest of the day, they go home and they eat, and then after they finish eating, then they should gather together in the Beis HaKnesses, and they should recite Hallel. So the Gemara asks, why are they so hungry? They were just fasting one day. So why can't they first say Hallel, and then go home and eat? Usually you don't allow people to eat before they do Tia Shefer, before they do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to eat, before you do the Bikas Chametz, before Ben Shetrik, you're not supposed to eat.
So why does the Mishnah recommend that everybody should daf to go home and eat? So the Gemara says, because the challah won't be recited with a full heart. Ein alim shira, ein alim challah, el al keres meleya ubenefesh tzedeya. You only say hello when your stomach is full and you're in a good mood. So Tosfos there asks the kasha, and I'm like, how do you say hello on Yom Tov in the morning? How do you say hello on Chanukah in the morning? It's a market to the practice that many people have that they have coffee and cake and Danish before they go to shul. They go to shul at davening at 10 o'clock. What do you mean? You're not allowed to eat before davening. What kind of business is this? Ein alim challah, el al keres meleya ubenefesh tzedeya. So Tosfos writes, no, we're not talking about that challah, we're talking about this challah. When you're this hollow, that hollow, so that's obviously what Tosfos does. So Tosfos doesn't read straight over there. Tosfos is clearly, the end of time is some words missing. So Tosfos is clearly saying that the hollow that you say on Yom Tov in the morning, that's a hollow of Simchas Yom Tov. The hollow that you say on Chanukah in the morning, that's a hollow of Decheleness. But if saying a hollow of B'Shas HaYeshua, it's not to be an S. There was an Atzilus Gishonim and then it rained. It's not always an S. If you have a hollow of B'Shas HaYeshua, when the Rebbeinu Shlom gives you a brocha, then that halal is supposed to be recited the keres meleya ubenefesh tzedeya. So then you first go home and eat, and then you say lahor. So the Balamor writes that the halal that we say on Pesach night is also such a halal b'shas hanes. V'chol davar chayav adam liras esatzno. Kibbu hu yatnu tam lefichach hanachna chayavim lahalal. That's why you're obligated to say halal. So that's why the halal should really be recited after the meal. We should really say the whole Hallel after the meal, as the Mishnah says in Tainis. But the Tanoim say in the Mishnah, in Arvid Shtoch and Basil and Bishamai have arguments about the details, but they all agree that you should begin part of the Hallel before the meal. Why? To demonstrate, that's how the Netziv explains. And here's Haggadah, to demonstrate that the meal tonight is a Sudas HaGoyim. Every night you eat food. People are hungry, especially at Pesach. People are busy running around, cooking and baking and everything. So people are starved. It comes Pesach night, they're hungry, so they want to eat. So we want to demonstrate that the suda tonight is the suda saidoya. So how do you demonstrate that? So you begin part of the halal before the meal, but the main part of the halal is really the halal after the meal. A lot of people are tired when it comes to the end of the benching, so then they rush through the second part of the halal, half asleep. Another reason perhaps is because they don't have a niggun for that. A lot of people have a niggun for the whole first half of the Haggadah up until benching, and then after the benching they don't have a niggun for the end of the halal. So they rush through it quickly. So that's not right. That's the ikar part of the halal on Pesach night. It's like a mikra megillah. That area, Purim night, everybody comes to the megillah. Purim in the morning, 85% of the people who were there last night don't show up. And the Rishonim say that the ikar mitzvah is mikra megillah. It's by yom. The megillah balayla is less important. They're both important, but the mikra megillah balayla is less important. So here also, the Ikem Mikvah, the Ikem Kiyas HaHalel, is a halal that you say at the end, after the Bichas HaMod, like the Balamar explained, this is a halal B'Shas HaNet. The Inalim Halal, Elo Keres Meleo, B'Nefesh Tzedeya. We just want to say a little bit of the halal before to label the Suda as the Suda Seidor. So that's the Machlet, is B'Shamay Nisul. So B'Shamay say, must say the first chapter of the halal. They say the first part, Halal Kor Halal Abdi Hashem. Still, Ema Abonim Smecha Haluka. That's enough to be Kaveh the Suda and the Suda Saidoya. And the Tzilam say no, that's not enough. We want to be Kaveh Suda as the Suda Saidoya over Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we say another chapter, the Tzias Yisrael Mitzrayim, to specify it's the Suda Saidoya over what? Let's say they send out invitations, a family sends out invitations that they're going to have a Suda Saidoya. That someone had a serious operation or whatever, he was in jail, so it's good to my intention. And he's going to have a Suda Saidoya now. So they usually say what the Suda Saidoya is all about. The baby was sick and he's okay. The grandfather had an operation and he survived. The 50th wedding anniversary, 100th wedding anniversary, whatever they're celebrating. So there's a Suda Saidoya, graduated college, got smicha, whatever they're happy about. So they make a Suda Saidoya. So when you make the invitation, you say we invite you to come to celebrate XYZ. You don't just say we invite you to attend the Suda Saidoya, you don't say what. So it's not enough, you say haluka. People say, you should say also, the Tzias Yisrael is not to say what the Suda Saidoya is all about. So then you cover the Suda Saidoya, but then again, the Ikar Halal is really the halal that you say after the meal. So here the Rishonim have a discussion, what's with the bracha? Normally when you say halal, you say a bracha. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a machlokes whether you say a bracha, because the Gemara says in the end of Tainus, the halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. It's not a chayva. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim, where they say bracha on a minute. The Gemara seems to say that You still kid? We don't say a bracha when we clap to Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah because it's only a minute. So that's why most of the many Rishonim say that you shouldn't say a bracha on Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's also only a minute. Whatever it's only a minute, you don't say a bracha. The Rambam's opinion is that Chatzi Halal on the last days of Pesach is also only a minute. The Rambam says whenever you only say Chatzi Halal, that's a dead giveaway that it's only a minute. That's how the Gemara seems to say the end of time. That Rav came to a community in Bavel. Rav had learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, wherever. And then when he came to Bavel, he established his yeshiva. So he came and he saw the Balabatim saying, Halal and Shredish. So the Gemara says, Sova Lap Tukinu. He was going to tell them they're making mistakes. They're not supposed to say Halal. Till he saw, become a dog, if you look, they were skipping every other section of the Halal. So he realized that it's only a minute. If they would have been making a mistake and thought that Halal, one is required Medina to recite Halal on Shredish, then they would have said Gantz Halal. The fact they're only saying Halal B'dilug is an indication that it's only a minute. That's how the Gemara says. So the Rambam says that the fact that we recite Chatzi Halal only on the last days of Pesach shows that that's also only a minhag. It's not Medina. So Magi Mishnah quotes the Ramban who disagrees. The Ramban says, no, Halal, Chatzi Halal on Shredish is only a minute. But the Chatzi Halal that we say the last days of Pesach, that's Medina. What's Medina? The first days is also Medina. The last days is Medina. So what's the difference? He says, no. The first days maybe is Menatayr. The last days of Pesach, the Chatzi Halal is only the Rabban. The first 2 days of Pesach, second day of Pesach is only the Rabbanim, like the Yom Tov Sheni. But the first day of Pesach, the Ramban suggests the possibility the Bahad counts Halal as one of the Kayyad Mitzvahs. And the Rambam is master on the Bahad. How does he come off to count the Mitzvah with the Rabbanim? The Gemara says Kayyad Mitzvahs name alone of Moshe Mitzina. So you're only counting Mitzvahs there, right? So why does the Bahad count the Mitzvahs of the Rabbanim of Halal? So the Ramban, in descending, this Bahad says, he says that Halal is the Rabbanim. Maybe the Bahad's opinion is that Halal is their Isa. It's based on the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. You have to have Simchas Aguf, Achil Ashtiyah, Bas Biyayin, and you have to have Simchas HaNefesh by reciting the Halal. So the Ramban says that it could well be that Halal on the first day of Pesach is their Isa, and that's when you say Gan Halal. But the Chatzi Halal that we recite on Chalamot Pesach and the last 2 days of Pesach, he thinks that it's not a minute. He thinks that it's a Din Rabban. So according to the Rambam, for sure you would say a bracha on that halal. According to the Rambam says the same shit. One does not say a bracha on the Chatzi Halal on the Shredish, and one does also not recite a bracha on the Chatzi Halal on the last days of Pesach. The Rambam holds whenever you say Chatzi Halal, it's only a minute. Here on Pesach night by the Seder, for sure it's Medina. There's no machlokes about that. The Mishnah says you're required to say Halal Medina on Pesach night. It says you're required to say Medina, so how come we don't say a bracha in advance? The bichas hamitzvah, hashem kedushon, and the mitzvahs of the tivano, nikro as a halal. How come we don't say a bracha? So the yoilam, there's such a question. The chlal, how come we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of agodah on tzipi yitzias mitzvah? The rishonim asked the question. Why don't we recite a bracha on the mitzvah of tzipi yitzias mitzvah? So we give all kinds of interesting answers. Our Soloveitchik was fond of saying over the terrace of the Nesivis. And the Haggadah, nice and easy, our Soloveitchik spoke up a lot. A lot of the comments that he would make on the Haggadah would be from the nice and easy Haggadah, from the Nesivis' Haggadah. It's printed in the Derech HaChaim Siddur. The Nesivis put out his own Siddur with all the Halakas, the Derech HaChaim, by the author of the Nesivis. So he has his own commentary on the bottom of the Haggadah that's called Maisa Nisa. So in the introduction to his Haggadah, he gives the following explanation, that whenever a person fulfills a mitzvah which itself is in the form of a bracha, then there's no requirement to recite a bichas hamitzvah in advance. Take for example, a person says Kiddush. So reciting Kiddush is a mitzvah. Bichas hamazon is a mitzvah. Saying hamotzi lechem min haaretz is a mitzvah mid rabbanan. Kiddush and Zichus HaMazon are mitzvah min hater. And you say shakal yivadvara, to eat a piece of candy or something, to eat a piece of flesh, that's also a mitzvah mid rabbanan to recite Zichus HaMehemet. So how come the Chachamim were not misakin Asher Kiddushon of the Mitzvot in front of the Baruch Al HaMazon or Asher Kiddushon in front of the Kaddish HaYoyim? How come you don't say Zichus HaMitzvah before you say Kiddush? How come you don't say Zichus HaMitzvah? You can say a bracha before you say Ostrir. You can't say you only say a bracha before you do a Maisa Mitzvah. You can't say that a mitzvah that's done like Ve'a Mira doesn't require a bracha. Tzvira Tzvira is only Ve'a Mira, and you do say a bracha. So how come there's no bracha recited before we say Kiddush, before we say Brichas HaMazon? And before we say, well, Birchas HaNehenin, that's the Sefer HaMitzvah, so why not say Birchas HaMitzvah? So the Nesivus has a clout that whenever the mitzvah is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha, mitzvah of Kiddush is fulfilled by reciting a bracha. The mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon is fulfilled by reciting a bracha. The mitzvah of Birchas HaNehenin is fulfilled by reciting a bracha. Whenever the mitzvah itself is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, the Chachamim didn't make a takana to recite another Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. Not only is that so, the Nesivus says, not only is that so, the Rebbe is very fond of this because his great grandfather has this. The Nesivus has a long arichas on it. So he said over the whole Nesivus. Every so often he would say over the whole Nesivus. So he said, not only is this so, that when the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, the Chachamim not introduce the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance, even if the mitzvah itself is fulfilled as a Maisa mitzvah. But it's done in the framework of bracha. Take for example, Tzia Shefer, the Balamor writes that Bizman HaTanoim, that the only blue Shefer in the middle of Chazaras HaShad, the practice that we have, the Balamor claims that we blow tears after Kriyas HaSeir, before Musaf, so the Balamor claims this was introduced in the days of the Geonim. This didn't exist, not in the days of the Tanoim, not in the days of the Amorim. I think Martha Beferish, that there's such a thing as tears in Yishov, in addition to the tears in the Umod. So the Balamor, today did the whole shot. The Balamor says, no, the tears in the Yishov means in the middle of Chazaras HaShas, when everybody's sitting, there's decorum in the shul, everybody's sitting quietly. Here's the meal is when everybody's folding up their towels and running on a shul and the chaz is trying to sing Adon Alom or on engineers or something. That's here's the meal because everybody's standing there on the way out. So he says that's what you had in the Gemara. In the days of the Gemara, they only, in the days of the Tanoim and the Amoraim, it's what it says in the Mishnah in the Gemara, they only began to blow shofar in Chazaras HaShas, not before. In the days of the Gaonim, they will have to leave before you get to the Tzir Shofar after the Malchus. He says, the Chanas HaShas is not going to be able to stay so long. So that's why in the days of the Gaonim, when they introduced all the piyutim, so they hadn't introduced tears before Musa, they introduced what we call today tears in the Yishuv. So the Balmor says that his Mana Talmud, that they only began blowing shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShas, there never was a bracha. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sanu L'shmar Kol Shofar. They never started Birchas HaMitzvah. Because the mitzvah was fulfilled in the middle of Chazaras HaShas. So whenever you have a mitzvah that's supposed to be fulfilled in the framework of brachas, the Chachamim never introduced an additional bracha on top of that. But in the Tkufas HaGoinim, when they introduced the blowing shofar before Musaf, separate from any brachas, that's when they introduced the Nusach HaBracha, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sanu L'shmar Kol Shofar.
Is there any experience
Yes, there is. There is. Apparently the Balamor, that's a very strong kasha. You can't just compose, let's say, they invite me to give an invocation in the Congress, I'm going to compose a new bracha. Erev Pesach, Shacholi is the Friday, whatever. A new bracha. You can't compose new brachas. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah. But the answer is, apparently the Balamor, a group of Rishonim and Achronim, hold like this, you don't, the Chachamim made a takana kol amisus kulam mevarach alayim levelat yosam. So that's like they put in a system in the computer. It's a, what do you call it? Not a system.
Okay.
A program. They put in a program in the computer that whenever you do a mitzvah, you have to say bracha. What's the nusach bracha? So push into the computer what mitzvah you're doing, and it'll spit out, it'll compose a nusach bracha for you. You don't need takana sanshet nesagdelik each and every individual bracha. They already made a takana. The takana was kolam mitzvah kulam mevarach alayim levelat yosam. There are some mitzvahs that are exceptions to the rule that don't require a bracha, namely whenever the mitzvahs are filled in the form of a bracha or in the framework of brachas. But whenever the mitzvah is not fulfilled like that, so there's no need for a specific takana nusach bracha. The takana was already kolam mitzvahs kulam mevarach alayim levelat yosam. So you just use your rules and regulations to figure out whether you're going to say al aleh. You have to know what your program says. When you say al and when you say liv, the Rishonim are not too sure, but they all assume that most of the Rishonim assume that there is some kind of a system. There is some kind of a program. So that's what the Balamor and other Rishonim hold like that. Group of Rishonim, Achronim hold like that. That this is not considered composing a new Nusach HaBracha. The Takonis Anshek Nesag Dalamas, Kol HaMitzvah Kulam, Mevarach Aleim, Oy V'Lach Yom. That's the Balamor. And the first daf in Bracha is that Rabbeinu Yoni quotes the same in the name of some of the Goyim. They say if you daven Myrus early, and you weren't guilty Kriya Shema, and you have to repeat Kriya Shema after Tzei Satzachavim. So then you have to, before you say the Kriya Shema, the three parashiyos, you have to say Asher Kedushanu B'Tzad Tzisonu L'Kloyos Hashma. But if you say Maira Dizman, if you daven Maira, you have to say Satzachavim, then there's no need to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. Why not? So that's what the Netziv explains, and the Merai Mesoda, based on this Baal Amar. He says, whenever you fulfill Kriya Shema, I'll say the HaBrachas, you're fulfilling a mitzvah in the framework of Brachas, so the Chachamim would have a Mesachim, a Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. Hashem, if you daven so early, you're going to have to repeat Kriya Shema later, so you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, I'll say the HaBrachas again. There's a requirement to say Hashem Kodesh HaSpanu, Likros HaShema, I who gave them the right to compose the new Brachas, the same Kasha that he asked before. You have to say that that's what they want. This is not in violation of it. We're not composing a new bracha. That was the old Takana Kaduma, Kalam Mitzvah Kulam, Mavach Alayim Avel Asiyotam, whatever necessary. So you have to say a bracha. The Nusach already exists. You just put in another word. Either Le or Al, Likros Hashma, this Al-Fir Asayim, whatever. You just say the Nusach, however it's supposed to work. That's what the Netziv added on his own Shtikot Torah. That the Rav is fond of saying, oh, the Gemara is, says a list of Chachamim who live to a ripe old age. A Gemara Megillah, Dabchav Zayin, I think. So each one of the Tanoim of the Chachamim was asked by the Talmidim, Bameh Harachta Yamin. What special mitzvahs am I saying did they do that because of that there was Echa Tarichas Yamin? So each one gave a different suggestion. Today they asked that, so they say they had schnapps every morning, or they ran, they jogging every day. And the Tanaim Ramaran had a different understanding and a different perspective of life. He was marked always to daven with a garful. He was always marked to have yayin the kiddush. He was marked on benching the zuman, whatever. He was marked on certain mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs are zula fa'arichas yom. It's a totally different outlook on life. So one of the Chachamim says, one of the Chachamim was a kohen. So he said that he was always careful whenever he would duchen, he would always recite the bracha in advance. He would always say the bracha in advance. So the Meiri and the other Rishonim asked, and that Gemara Megillah, what's the Chiddush? Avada, you have to say a bracha before Kol HaMitzvos Kulam, Mevarech Aleihem Ohel HaTziyatam. What's the Chiddush that he said a bracha before? The others who didn't say the bracha, that's not a Midas Chassidus. The others who didn't say the bracha were negligent. If there were others who didn't say a bracha, they weren't fulfilling the Gemara. You only deserve an Arichas Yamim as a reward, if you're doing something with Nimi Shura Sadin, but if you're doing what the Din requires, so why should the person be Zerichas Arichas Yamim? So that's what the Netziv suggests in his Chiddush Mal HaShas, that when do you duchen, the Takanat Chachamim is in an Eden Bi, as in the Arichas, so we have to duchen Dafk in the middle of Chazaras HaShas. But just like the Baal HaMor says, that when they blew Shoyf in the middle of Chazaras HaShas, there was no Birchas HaMitzvah required because the mitzvah of Kriya Shofar was fulfilled. Al Seder HaBrachah, so to the Duchening had to be fulfilled either in HaTorah or at least in the Rabbana. Al Seder HaBrachah, in the middle of Chazaras HaShas, the Mikra Din is not Birchas HaMitzvah required. So this was a Midas Chassidus that he said on his own. So now you have the Kasha. Now it's a good Kasha. What right did he have to say on Bracha? If you can go into the system that you put into your computer, there is no bracha here for duchening. So what did this Tana, what did he compose on bracha? Adi Rabbi Chanazer, it's not a Midas Chassidus, but that's a good question. It's a good answer. Okay. We once discussed it on another occasion. So the Nesivas developed this theme, the Kitzur. So he says he thinks that that's perhaps the reason why there's no bracha. The Rishonim gives different answers. I don't know if the Rishonim say that. Could be that some Rishonim meant that. Shemeshem say things that perhaps sound like that a little bit, but no one really says it as sharply as the Nesivas does. So he says that he thinks that maybe that's the reason why there's no Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Le'al Pesach, because according to the Takanas Chachamim, the Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be fulfilled. I'll say the HaBrachas pretty much in between these four brachas. The Birchas HaKiddush, that will be discussed 2 days ago, the Shaila between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, yesterday, whatever. Whether the Kiddush is a Kiddush like every night, every Shaila in the end of the Kiddush, or no, the Kiddush on Pesach night is part of the Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Nafkimina was, are you allowed to say Kiddush before Pesach Kechavim? If you know you're going to drink the Yayin, after the Pesach comes, the drinking of the Yayin is one of the Abikosis, so that for sure has to be after Pesach Kechavim. What about the Amiris HaKiddush? We're Mahmoud to say that even the Amiris HaKiddush, it's part of the CPS system, so on. That's why we have this nimanim from Rashi. Kadesh Ruchas Kafat Yachas. Rabbi Shmuel quotes this from Rashi. So he treat Kadesh, Kiddush, as if it's part of the... Not something that every Shabbat and Yom Tov we say Kiddush. It sounds like Kiddush on Pesach night is part of the CPC of Mitzrayim, perhaps. Perhaps it's not necessarily Mukhah, but it says Rochtzon, Lashon Tivus Adayim is also. It's all year long Lashon Tivus Adayim. But that's as much more as it might imply that the Kiddush is part of the Sipin Tisnata. So that's what the Nesiva suggests. So in a Pesach night, the Takanas Chachamim was that you have to fulfill this mitzvah deraisa of Sipin Tisnata. I'll say the Dalad brachas. You have to say it in the frame, within the framework of these four brachas. And you also brachas have said alakos, the Kiddush, Asher Yolano, Bichas Hamazon, and the Bichas Asher, the final brachas. If you have that, you say from the Nesiva, one perhaps could say that the same is true regarding the Hallel. That maybe the Hallel on Pesach night doesn't have with it a bracha. Because it was, the famous Rishonim don't say this. Maybe there's no bracha on the Hallel on Pesach night because the Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Haggadah. That's what Rashi writes. We mentioned the Rashi the other day. Lechemoni, Lechashonim, all of Dvarim Hadei. So Rashi writes, many Rishonim write like that. The Haggadah and the Hallel. So Rashi writes that the Hallel on Pesach night is that it's part of the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias and Tzayim. It's not a separate mitzvah. But there's a din to say Hallel B'Shaas HaNesis. The same Hallel on Pesach night is the same Hallel that they said when it rains on the time of Tibur. And it's the same Hallel that they said when the ship almost sank in the middle of the night. Then they said Hallel. That's the same Hallel. So what, you have to have matzah. You don't have to have matzah when the ship is about to sink. You have to have matzah when it was when it starts to rain. So why should you need matzah when you say the Hallel on Pesach night? So the Chari got Rashi and the Rishayim, a few Rishayim say like that, they seem to imply that the Hallel on Pesach night is an etzim chelik of the Sipi of Tzitzit Zayin. You have to tell over the Nisim and Nesloyes and tell over the Yisraelis and Munah that were taught by the Nisim and Nesloyes and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing it. So if one should assume like that the Hallel is an etzim chelik of the Sipi of Tzitzit Zayin, that's how the Nesiva seems to assume, that these are the four, the Dalet Brachas HaLakos, and the Sipi Tzitzit Zayin is fulfilled in the framework of these Abba Brachas HaLakos. So then perhaps that's the reason why there's no Bichas HaMitzvah on the Hallel on Pesach night, because it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled in the framework of Brachas anyway. This is not yet. If you say like that, then what you're saying is, Mikarej in the Hallel on Pesach night, you should have had a Brachas. The only reason why we don't say a Brachas is because we're saying in the framework of Brachas HaLakos anyway, we're saying Brachas HaLakos. Saying four Brachas, so you don't need another Brachas. So then the Hallel and Shul, which is the same Hallel that we say the Yechidus, but we want to say it the Tzibur, in order to accomplish more to assuming Nisa, the way the Bir Agro wrote in Hilchos Chanukah, so that Hallel should have a bracha, because that Hallel is not being recited in the middle of a framework of other brachas halakos. Yes. So if you say it like that, then it's Micha. Or rather, we should even say the reason why you don't say a bracha on the Hallel on Pesach night is because we break it up into two. You have a reason why you want to break it up. We explained the Balamur with the Netzir a little before, with Lift and the Sham and the Tzil. You have a reason why you want to break it up. And then some Rishonim might add, well, once you're not saying the whole Hallel of Atzachas, so you don't say a bracha. But the Hallel and Shul, you are going to say everything together. So that would have a bracha with it. However, not all of the Rishonim give that explanation. The Ran and the end of Stochem quotes from the Rav Haigoyim, a Biur that wasn't so famous until Rav Elbele wrote up the whole Shtickel Torah, his whole shot and his paper that was printed out around. And then everybody knows about this Rav Haigoyim. So not every Ran and Stochem is so famous. This is one of the more famous Ran, because Rav Elbele was already, he printed the Shtickel Torah. So the Ran quotes the name Rav Haigoyim, a different reason why we don't say Hallel, why we don't say a Brach on the Hallel on Pesach. He explains that there are three kinds of a Hallel, like we said before. There's a Hallel at a Simchas Yontif, and then there's a Hallel Zechel Anes, and then there's a third Hallel that's a Hallel B'Shaas Anes. Some Rishonim want to say that Hallel B'Shaas Anes is a Deraisa. That's how the Netziv wants to say. He claims that that's a Gemara. He claims that it's a Gemara like that. The Hallel B'Shaas Anes is Deraisa. Hallel Zechel Anes, every year in commemoration of Anes, Hallel Chanukah, is that Deraisa de Rabbana? So the Netziv quotes from the Agoyim Lahatzarek HaChasam, so he's going to disagree with him. So he has to write the Barachariki, right? Agoyim Lahatzarek HaChasam, so he's going to write that Hallel HaChanukah is the right based on the Gemara, and then he says it's against the Gemara. He quotes other Gemara, he says it's not the right. I, the Gemara, the HaChasam, so he's going to quote it. So he says, now that Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalah that says that Hallel is the right, so that's Hallel B'Shaas HaNes. Halo Zeichel Nes, on Chanukah, every year in commemoration of the Nes, that's the Beferish Gemara and Brachas, that Halal is only the Rabbah. And Halal out of Simchas Yontif, the Halal that we say on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos in the morning, that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Bahag, whether that Halal is the Raisa the Rabbah. The Rambam disagreed with the Bahag, why did he count Halal on Yontif as a Mitzvah? It's only the Rabbah. So the Rambam decided the Bahag, he said, who said it's the Rabbah? Maybe it's the Raisa out of Simchas Yontif. So that's what the Netzit says, that there are three different Halal. One for sure is the Raisa, Halal B'Shat HaNes. One for sure is the Rabbanon, Halal Zeichel HaNes. That's Chanukah, the Rimmah of the Seirish. It's only the Rabbanon. And Halal out of Simchas Yontif, that's the Machlokes. So the Rav Haigoin suggests, quoted by the Ran in the end of Sochim, that when does it make sense to say a bracha shekedishonu b'mitzvot of the Tivonu likro as a Halal, that's on Halal out of Simchas Yontif, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Samachta B'Hagech, the Simcha in the sense of Ruchnius. That's the Halal Zeichel HaNes of Chanukah, but the halal b'shat hanes, that's supposed to be a spontaneous halal. He's supposed to break out in the halal on his own. Not supposed to say, we praise you, Rabbanu Shalom, for commanding us to recite halal on the occasion when you do good things to us. A person should understand on his own that he's supposed to say this kind of a halal. If you have a mitzvah sichlus, that Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Brachos, that just like the Chachamim are mitzvah and birchas hanehenim, so too they are mitzvah and birchas on mitzvah, whenever you do a mitzvah, should be out of my mokum. What if he writes only that clause? Whenever you do a mitzvah, Shabbat Mamrochim. It came to Farem for the Kashi, but all the Mishanim have Kashi, there's no bracha when you give tzedakah. How come there's no bracha when you lend a halvot to somebody, do milas chesed, when you dance at someone's wedding? So the Rambam says, all the mitzvah, Shabbat Machaveiro, there's no bracha. Why? So it could well be because the Seichel is Machayiv that. You say, Asher Kirishon of the Mitzvah, and Sivanu, if not for the fact that the Baruch Shalom is Mitzavni, I will not sit and eat this horseradish. I will not sit in the sukkah when it's uncomfortable. I have to wear a sweater and a coat when it's uncomfortable. That's Kiddushan and Mitzvah Tzimah. But when you're doing a mitzvah that everybody understands, you do that, an intelligent Nachri would understand. Even without a Tzibur Yashem, he would understand that this is the right thing to do, to give charity to the poor, and to dance at somebody's wedding, and to give a Zimus Chashit, to lend some money to a businessman who's in need of money. If you don't say a bracha Kiddushan and Mitzvah Tzimah, you're doing it because the Seichel is Mechayiv. You're not doing it only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzvah to you. So if you have a Mitzvah Shebeinonu Ma'amakum that also has Seichel Mechayiv, Halo B'Shat HaNes. That should be an instinctive reaction. The person should understand on his own. But he's supposed to be Sayyid Halo. The Gemara says if Chizkiyo HaMelech lost his opportunity of serving as the Melech HaMashiach because he didn't say Halo. When they had the Nes, that the armies of Sancheres went away on Pesach night, so he didn't say hello. So the Gemara says, because he didn't open his mouth and say hello, the Gemara says, Lamabi Hamitra. And the Sefer Yishai is written with a mem stum in the middle of the word. Should be Lamabi Hamitra is a mem in the middle of the word. Should be a mem stucha. So it's written with a final mem. Why? So the Gemara says in Chelet, in the end of Sanhedrin, because he should have opened his mouth and he didn't. That part is referring to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Because he didn't open his mouth and say Shira, he didn't have this common sense reaction. He should have, whenever you have a Yeshua, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not supposed to ask a Shaila, am I supposed to thank you? Am I supposed to say thank you? Of course you have to say thank you. That's what goes on Shaila. So the Rav Haigoin says that the Halal on Pesach night is a Halal B'Shat HaNes. That's what we say, B'chol Dabadar Chayavar Me'esat Nikilu Yotz Mishan Mishichar Anachna Chayav Mo Halal. It's an obligation of Halal B'Shat HaNes. Since the Halal B'Shat HaNes, so that's why no bracha is to be recited at all. According to that explanation, then you really have, then it's going to be difficult to understand how can the Vilna Gaon say that the halal that we say in shul is the zelba halal that we say the yechidus later on, except that we want to say it with more pesulim mitzvah, so we say it the tzibur. If that's the hezbo, that it's the same mitzvah halal. So how come this halal does not have a bracha and this halal does have a bracha? So if anybody wants to hold like the Rav Haigoin and follow the Masechet Sofrim, then you have to give a different hezbeh. Then you can't follow the Ruah. Then you have to say, no, it's a different Mechayiv. Two different Halelos. The Halon Beis HaKnesses is Lechut, and the Halon that you say in the state is Lechut. So you have to come up with a new explanation. But the Gura holds that it's not a new one. The Gura is explaining that it's the same Halon that we say later on in the Seder. We say earlier in order to have more Chisum. I
Ratzon Shiboli Halekev, he quotes from earlier Rishonim, an interesting comment. We all discuss the whole Agada is in Hebrew, and there are certain sections are in Aramaic. Why Holach Manya de Achol Alistan of the Ash of Mitzrayim? Why is this in Aramaic? All of a sudden, everything else is in Hebrew. Manishtana Avodim Ayinu. How come Holach Manya is in Aramaic? So some say because you want to invite all the poor people to come Kol Dichlan Yesh of the Yerichol. If you're going to say in Hebrew, they won't understand. They only spoke Aramaic. There's some poor people who don't understand Hebrew. Maybe some do understand. But you better speak in the vernacular to make sure that everybody will understand. So if you're making an imitation, you should invite the poor people by speaking in the vernacular. And then he quotes another interpretation. Then he has a discussion. What about Kol Dichlan Yesh of the Yisbach? There is no Kol Dichlan Yesh of the Yisbach. So what are we saying this for? And even with Zman HaMikdash, it doesn't make sense to say, well, on Pesach night, you invite whoever needs the Korban Pesach, he should come now and eat the Korban Pesach. It has to be in an Echalel of the New Year. There has to be a Mamun on the Korban Pesach before the Shechita begins. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Yishaya. He quotes very often the Rabbeinu Yishaya. Rabbeinu Yishaya crossed out that line. You shouldn't say, Kol Ditzach Yetzir Yitzach. Let me wait, Zman HaZeh, you don't say it. Even with Zman HaMikdash, you don't say it. It's too late to invite people now. And then he quotes his brother, Rabbeinu Binyamin, and he always quotes the Shibala Alekhid always quotes his brother. Every page he quotes his brother. Ochi Rabbeinu Binyam. So he says, his brother said, no, the Samadhe said this Bizman HaMikdash and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Not Erev Pesach at night, not Lel Pesach. They didn't say it after Kiddush like we say it. This is a carryover from the days of the Bai Sheni that used to make this announcement in the afternoon. Whoever is poor can't afford. So I'll invite whoever needs to come and participate in my Korban Pesach, as the Pasuk says, and he quotes in Parshas Vayi. The neighbors should get together, and the mishpachas seichem, the shachatu apotach, everybody should get together. So he makes this announcement on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Bizman HaMikdash. We say it as a Zechel HaMikdash. He says, just like we have Kerech, and we say Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel, so this, Kol Ditzach Yetzir Yisrach, is also a carryover. Whatever. So then he discusses, why do we say Halach Manya? Why do we say this in Aramaic? So the one suggestion was that we want to say the Kol Ditzach and the Kol Ditzach. Want to invite the people in a language that they should understand. Then he has another suggestion based on a Medrash Rabba. The Medrash says on the Pasuk in Echol, go to Yehuda Me'oni. What does it mean Me'oni? The one comment that the Medrash is because they didn't eat Lechem Oni. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach night. So the Jews in Golus Bavel spoke Aramaic. There's the question, when was this composed, this whole Achmanya? So his brother, Rabbi Yomim, suggests this must be a carryover from the days of the Bai Sheni. Otherwise, what do you think of the Tzuchiyat of Yisrach? And others suggest, no, it must have been composed in Bavel, and this was the spoken language. But Maisim, the Sam and Bai Sheni also, the commonly spoken language is probably also Aramaic. We have a lot of Mishnahs that have Aramaic. But that's a historical question, when was this composed? So some suggest that this was probably composed in Golus Bavel. So the people are telling the children, Holach Ma'anyo, this is the Lechem Oni that our forefathers ate in Egypt. And in later generations, they didn't want to fulfill the Mitzvah Matzah. And Golus Yehuda Me'oni was sitting in Golus not because we didn't fulfill the Mitzvah Matzah. And tonight we want to fulfill the Mitzvah Matzah to hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Geula. We believe Yom Tov Pesach is a Yom Tov of Emunah. All of the Ikorei HaMunah were demonstrated to Klal Yisrael on the occasion of the Esther Makkos and the Makkos Chervis and Kriyas Yom Tov. All the Nisim and the Flores showed us all the Ikorei HaMunah. So we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who caused the Lechem Oinim, and he caused the Baal HaTanya points out in his Roshes in the Likutei Torah, that we refer to the matzah as Lechem Oni in the Chumash, and we say Holachmadi Achol Avosanu Biadim Yisrael. This is the bread of affliction that they ate when they were slaves. And then later on, we contradict ourselves. We say Matzah Zushan Achum Alshulmo Alshulmo Shalhistik B'Seik Mishalavetena LaHachmed. But this is Zecha LeGula. So what is it? Is it Zecha to the Oni or is it Zecha to the Gula? So he says both correct. Shtei Bechinas. We hold that they're both correct. We assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hashgacha Pratis and he's watching over the suffering of the Klal Yisrael, and he's the one who's responsible for the suffering of the Klal Yisrael. It's not that it's an accident of nature, that there was no, that there was a Hester Panim, the Banishma wasn't watching. All the suffering that we have is also Min HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Geir Yezarach Beretz Lelohem. And the Gula certainly is Min HaShemayim. So we believe that both are Min HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Mashgiach over everything. Especially on Pesach, we have to be mechazik all of it, mechazik ourselves and all of the Ikoyu Emunah.
One of the important Bikori Hamuna, which unfortunately is many of the Bikori Hamuna are missing in our generation. One of the important Bikori Hamuna is that we believe in Torah Min HaShemayim. Torah Min HaShemayim doesn't only mean that somebody wrote an article for the commentator or the other newspaper, what is it called? Amarasa. Someone wrote an article, very unfortunate, found that he doesn't know what the Ikar HaMuna means, Torah Min HaShemayim. Doesn't it just mean that God at one time in history gave us a Torah? That's not what it means. The Rambam writes Yud Gimel Likoy HaMuna in his commentary on the Pirush HaMishnayis in Perek Chelek, in Sanhedrin. We have it written B'Kitzur in the Siddur. And this line in the Siddur is practically verbatim what it says in the Rambam. HaTorah HaMasuya Ata B'Yardeinu Hi HaNesuna L'Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't only believe that the Torah was once given to Moshe Rabbeinu Min HaShamayim, and then it was transmitted. And like if I tell you something, you tell it to the guy next to you, tell it to the guy next to him, so it's going to be changed 50 times till it's going to get to the person at the end of the line. It's so many generations from the days of Matan Torah at Har Sinai, so there could be so many errors to creep into the tradition. So that's what we believe is not so. HaTorah HaMetzuyah Ata B'Yardeinu Hi HaNeskunu LaMoshe Rabbeinu. As the Rambam puts it, the matzah that we eat is the matzah that Moshe Rabbeinu told us to eat. The sukkah that we sit in is the sukkah that we were told by Moshe Rabbeinu to sit in. And the tefillin that we wear is the accurate representation of the tefillin that we are supposed to wear. We know that every so often errors do creep into the tradition and they're corrected. But we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gave a Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSina, not only was there at one time a Torah Min HaShemayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be Mashbiach and the Mesiras HaTorah from one generation to the next, to see to it that the Talmid HaChachamim in every generation develop the Torah properly. It's not that they have their own backwards. The Jewish nation was not backwards. The fellow writes in the article, he finds it hard to believe that the Jewish people were more advanced than the other people. Why is he finding it hard to believe? He has such an, I don't know who the person is, he has such an inferior complex, such an inferiority complex. We happen to be the Am HaNishkol, we are an Am Segula. We have different genes in our bodies. Absolutely correct. Absolutely, because Baruch Hu said so. You look in the Talmud, you have such a system developed with the Tzkuvus HaTanayim, the Tzkuvus HaMaran, you have such a legal system developed anywhere else. I don't believe it. Of course that everything was Min HaShemayim. Not only was it once given Min HaShemayim, the Tzukim say in Tehillim, Sod Hashem Nireh V'Bisa L'Hadiyam. The Gemara says, whenever Talmid HaChacham, we learned in the Baba Basra in the first period. The Gemara says, the Chacham Adat Minavi, that when a Chacham passed as a Shaila, how would you get two Talmid HaChachamim in two parts of the world that are Mechavim to the same Shtikol Torah? Was it just Alfi Mikra, Kisuma, Baruba? So the Gemara says, no. Different ages, different styles of learning, but they come to the same conclusion because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is assisting them in giving them a Siyai to the Shema. That's what it means, Torah Min HaShemayim, means that the continued development of the Torah Shabbat Pen and transmission of the Torah from one generation to the other is also Min HaShemayim. That's what the Gemara talks about, Tzifrei Shel Adam HaRishon. That before Adam HaRishon was born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already wrote a Sefer. Jay Sefer told the son, and the Gemara says, what was written in that Sefer? Who are going to be the Hachamim in every generation whose opinions will be accepted? It's in the Ribono Shel Olam Torah, and he wants to make sure that his Torah is transmitted properly. Not that in every generation all the rabbis are going to put their hang-ups into the Torah. That's what the fellow sees, that the rabbis in our generation, maybe the rabbis, some rabbis that he knows, maybe his local, I don't know what he does, maybe his rabbi does that. Maybe he puts these hang-ups into his attitudes on halacha. And maybe he projects this, and he thinks that that's the all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim work. We assume that this is not so. Just because we have some inferior great rabbis in our generation, they're always Dinus Dein and Nissen Dibur in all the generations. We shouldn't think that in the days of the Rishonim, in the days of the Talmud, there were Kulam Tzadikim. No, they had Dinus Dein and Nissen Dibur then also. But Baruch Hashem, the Ribono Shel Olam thought that the Dinus was preserved from generation to the next, and the Dinus and the Dibur was taken out, that was cast away. The Ribono Shel Olam did the Hashgacha so that in each generation the Torah is developed properly the way he wanted it to be developed. The article that was printed yesterday could have been printed by the Theological Seminary. 100%, that's exactly their sheet of conservative Judaism. I don't even know if they're like that. Maybe it's even still. I'm not sure whether it's conservative or anything. But it's certainly not Orthodox opinion. Very unfortunate. On Pesach, we have to review in our minds all of the Ikari Hamuna. We believe in the existence of God. We believe that God knows what's happening. We believe that God cares about what's happening in the world. and he cries, but Sufi says in the storm says cannot she, we can't see him crying. So us it looks like a leafy side of Allah, Rosh Vatovlo. The world goes on its merry way. We don't see anything in the world, but the Chachamim have the Pasuk, the Gemara points out the Pasuk, the Nistarim Tizken Nafshi, and the Bote Gavoi, and the inner chamber says, not talking about Kodesh Bote, he's unhappy about the way things are going in the world, and every so often he does intervene. Why doesn't he intervene more often is a question, so we don't know the answer. The Golgus Mitzrayim, the people didn't understand, what did they do? Why were they shulvik? But the Rav Shlomo told Avraham Avinu that this was a punishment for something that he had done. So the Medrash explains that this was a punishment for something that he had done, something that he had said that was improper. So we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a good God and a kind God. It's not that he's usually good. He's always good and he's always kind. But those who say that after the Holocaust we don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. The people who claim to be Orthodox rabbis who claim that after the Holocaust God already violated his half of his contract, so we don't have to observe our half of the contract. They're judging God, they're giving God a grade as to how he's running the world. Most people are not so arrogant to think that we can judge God. We can barely judge ourselves. We can barely judge other people. How can we judge whether God is doing the right thing? So one of the Korim is we believe that God is always good, that God doesn't do any avlos. Suri v'loy avlos aboy. There's no avlos. So Yontif is a special Yontif of Amunah, when Pesach is a special Yontif of Amunah, when we have to tell over the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim about the Nisim and the Flores for the purpose of learning all of these important principles of Amunah. I want to apologize for coming so late today, and I want to wish everybody kosher and Shalom and Yontif. Have kosher with Amunah.